newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
The escalating price of going to college is a national scandal. The price of college has risen much more than inflation. Is college worth its cost? Economics professor Richard Vedder has just reported on a new study made by the Center for College Affordability and Productivity at the University of Texas in Austin. It concluded that the University of Texas could cut its tuition by as much as half simply by asking the 80% of faculty with the lowest teaching loads to teach about half as much as the 20% of faculty with the highest teaching loads. This change would require most of the faculty to teach, on average, about 150 to 160 students a year. For example, a professor might teach one undergraduate survey class for 100 students, two classes for advanced undergraduate students or beginning graduate students with 20 to 25 students, and an advanced graduate seminar for 10 students. That would require the professor to be in the classroom for only 200 hours a year, and that's hardly a tough assignment. We can hear the yelping from the professors that this would interfere with their research mission. Now, first, nearly all the research is done by only 20% of the faculty. Second, how about asking professors to do the work week that other professionals do, 9 to 5 for 5 days a week for 48 weeks a year? And third, much research consists of obscure articles published in even more obscure journals on topics of trivial importance. If professors published fewer articles and did more teaching, we could make college more affordable. Most colleges are reluctant to spread information about themselves, their policies, their faculty, and their employees. It's time to change that. There's no better place to start than by examining the workload of those who receive most of the university's budget.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
Somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. How you doing today? Well, I'll tell you, it's another wonderful day in the neighborhood, isn't it? I know I'm stealing Mr. Rogers' old cliche, but that's okay. I don't think Mr. Rogers would care if I repeated the words that he made so famous. But anyway, I have another great guest lined up today that I'm going to bring on in a couple of minutes, but there's a couple of things I want to talk about first before I do. And one of the things that I noticed, and I've been noticing this for quite some time actually, that when you go to Google to search something, and say it happens to be a significant day, like, for example, VJ Day was just the other day, our victory in Japan, and which was signifying the end of World War II and fighting against Japan. Well, I noticed that I didn't see anything on Google to make you pay special attention to what day of the week it happened to be. However, now I noticed today they've got this great little drawing there because it's Freddie Mercury's birthday. It would have been if he was alive. He died from AIDS because he was gay. And not that gay causes AIDS. We know that, blah, blah, blah. We know all that crap already. But no, but Google has this wonderful thing to make everybody notice that today would be, or would have been, had he still been alive, the singer for the band Queen, it would have been his 65th birthday. But I don't recall seeing anything symbolic on VJ Day. I don't think Google noticed that at all. Isn't it an interesting thing? Actually, I've noticed it's a big habit of Google's now, because, of course, if you want to erase your history so that we could bring in this whole new world order, well, the way you got to do that, one of the ways, of course, is to erase your history and ignore it and downplay it and pretend that it never happened. Because, okay, God forbid, gee, we wouldn't want anybody to have any kind of connection with the past or understand what a monumentous day VJ happened to have been, would we? No, we don't want anything like that, because we want to bring in the new world order. So we've got to sever those ties. You know, get out the scissors. Sever. Clip, clip, clip. Cut, cut, cut. We got to eliminate it all. Let's erase it all. Let's just whitewash the past entirely. That's what they want to do. But now I'm going to play a little clip that I think is what we should be doing. And so I'm going to have, this is how I want to set the tone for September 6th and onward for everybody in America. This is just one of the things that I think we all need to do, because I don't think we should be severing our ties with the past. I don't think we should have billion-dollar corporations just ignoring what actually allowed them to be as great as they are. Well, I wouldn't call Google great. Let me rephrase it. Allowing them the opportunity to even be created in the first place was the fact that they were here in America now, wasn't it, kids? Huh? Isn't it the fact that America has been the greatest nation in the world? The reason why so many people have had the opportunity to prosper? Yeah, it has. So on that note, let's play the clip. And then we'll be talking some more with my guest. So play the clip, please, Dan. I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter.
Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman, because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
So, my question to you today and going forward is, when are you going to get as mad as hell and not take it anymore? When? When? When, America? When are you going to stand up for yourself? When are you going to not allow corporations like Google to erase your history? Because it is your history. This country belongs to you. It doesn't belong to these globalist schmucks who think they own the world, because they don't own the world and they don't own you. So you need to get up off the couch, just like that clip I played from a movie that was out in, I don't know, probably like 1972. Not much has changed, has it? Other than he mentioned the Russians. We don't focus on the Russians much. But listen, communism is alive and well and living around the world. I got news for you. So when are you going to stand up, America? When are you going to go to the window and say, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore? That's my question for you today. When are you going to rise up and take your country back? Because nobody's going to do it for you. Nobody's going to be rushing to the shores of America to save you. You need to save yourself. You need to save yourself. There isn't anybody who can do it but you. Listen, that break music that I can hardly hear again. This is the cue. We're going to break. And when I come back, I'm going to bring my great guest on. You're going to love to hear from this man. TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com is my website. Don't go away, America.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with... Vicki Rodney, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you would like to call into this show this morning, the number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. I want to say a special hello to all of the stations around the country that carry the programming. And an extra special hello to our newest station, which is KHFX 1140 AM in the Dallas area. And I know that Republic is broadcasting out of Round Rock. So I'm just, I'll say an extra prayer for everybody down in Texas who is succumbing to these wildfires and everything that's plaguing you. The locusts are next on the list, I believe. My God, everything that's gone, it's going to hell in a handbasket down there in Texas. But people around the country truly are praying for you. You need to know that. Now, I know I've got a caller, but he's going to have to wait a little bit. Anthony, you're going to have to wait a little bit. I want to bring my guest on. My guest this morning is Terry Gossett, and he is with a group called Californians for Property Rights. And, of course, we all know, or we all say anyway, whether, you know, fact or fiction. I guess it's actually fact, not really fiction. But we all talk about as goes California, so goes the nation. And it really is true because whatever they're doing out there slithers out to the rest of the nation as well. It's only a matter of time. And so Terry has been very instrumental in fighting for property rights out in California. Listen, your property, it's key. Your right to do what you want to do on your property is critical. And, of course, these global schmucks know this, which is why they're going around steadily trying to incrementally take away your right to do what you want to do on your property. So I want to welcome Terry this morning. Terry, how you doing?
Top of the morning, Maggie. I'm doing fine. How are you?
I am surviving reality, Terry.
Well, good. You know, I'm a born and raised Texan. You mentioned Round Rock. I was born 15 miles from Round Rock in Taylor, Texas. And I moved to California 50 years ago, and I've been fighting this crazy people out here for 50 years.
Yeah, I know. That's why they call it the land of fruits and nuts, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It really is, I'm telling you. But unfortunately for all of us, whatever their fruits and nuts dream up out there heads in our direction sooner or later. So then we all can become fruits and nuts, right? I'm telling you.
Absolutely. Well, today we're going to turn the tide. You know, 20 years ago when they started this Agenda 21, you know, the Secretary General said things like the current lifestyles of the affluent middle class are unsustainable.
Yeah.
You can't have so much meat and fossil fuels and smart meters and all that sort of stuff. So now we're seeing what he wanted to have happen 20 years ago. Today we can change that.
Well, because awareness is the first step. It truly is, Terry. You can't fight anything if you're not even aware that it's happening around you. And so that's the goal of what you're doing. And what I'm doing is to wake people up to see what's going on around them. You can't just hide in your house sitting on the couch thinking they're not going to touch you if I just be good and I be silent and I don't say anything and I just beg for more porridge, please, they'll just leave me alone. Well, they don't just leave you alone. It doesn't work that way, does it?
Not at all. And that's why we started Californians for Property Rights. It's an educational nonprofit. And first you have to let people know what's going on. Let them realize why is everything happening the way it is. Well, it's according to a plan. They have to understand that.
So what has been going on? It's been a few months since I've actually spoken with you, Terry. What's going on out there? I know you actually got an opportunity to actually talk with the California Coastal Commission,
right.
I believe, and maybe you could explain what that California Coastal Commission, what those communists are all about and expound upon that a little bit.
Well, sure. It kind of came out of the Santa Barbara oil spill in 1972, 76. Coastal Commission got started. And according to the New York Times, it's the most powerful land use authority in America. According to the World Bank, it's the strongest agency in the world. So that's what we're up against. And they see your property and they want it. They don't want to pay for it. They'll take it by regulatory takings, whatever's required. So what we're trying to do is educate people, and we align with other groups like Pacific Legal Organization to help people see how drastic their ideology is. I don't know what else to call it other than ideology. So the thing that's happened since the Coastal Act was passed in 1976, the commissioners have only deigned to talk to the elected officials once in their lifetime, and that was 2 years ago in San Francisco. And then June 23rd of this year, the Capital Weekly, a newspaper, and the University of California held a conference. And they had four panels, and I was on one of those panels. And in that, we were trying to figure out what is so crazy about the Coastal Commission. So the panels, one was environmental versus developmental. Second was property rights versus public interest. I was on that panel. Local governments versus the commission, because if you look at the coastal zone in California, that includes 60 cities, everything from San Diego to Crescent City, Fort Bragg, whatever, and 15 counties, so all the board of supervisors. So the coastal commissioners think they're really above these elected officials, and they're appointed. So what's crazy about that? But the last panel was about politics, the capital, and the commission, and it described the Byzantine manner in which this commission gone amok, what they've been doing.
Well, what the panel you were on was property rights versus the individual. What was it entitled again, Terry?
Private property rights versus the public interest.
Versus public interest, yes.
Right.
So give me an idea of some of the things that happened, what kind of information you were able to put out there. Tell us about what happened.
Well, the first thing that I want to call to your attention was they try to make it sound like property rights are just the individual fighting. So the first thing I said on my panel was, this isn't just the individual. We're talking 60 different cities and the 15 counties. And they act like, well, are we talking years to get something done if you want to add on to your room or whatever? And I reminded them that we speak in decades, not years. So I have a neighbor that spent 1.2 decades just trying to put one house on 143 acres.
Yeah.
Or the city, like Half Moon Bay, which is 6 miles from where I live, has spent 2 decades trying to stop development on a parcel, and they've lost in court and had to pay $18 million, which is double their annual income. Or the county, like the county where I live, San Mateo County, they spent 1.2 decades, 12 years, just trying to get a mid-coast coastal program approved, and they still don't have it. So that's what the time is just unbelievable.
So you mentioned how extensive the control, the power and control this California Coastal Commission. And one would think because it has the word coastal in it that it would only pertain to, you know, maybe where the sand meets the water on the coastline,
right,
or where the cliff meets the water. And that would be the extent of their jurisdictional authority. However, that's not the case.
No, not at all. It goes back mostly up to 5 miles from the ocean, and their authority is final. And there's no appellate. If you have some ruling against you, your only recourse is to go to court. There is no other agency with authority over the Coastal Commission.
And these are all appointed, not elected individuals,
right,
and that's so critical, I think, for people to recognize that.
Right.
This
now,
California Coastal Commission, as well as many other boards like that around the country, have been created and are being created with the goal in mind of implementing all of the tenets of UN Agenda 21, and no one has any recourse. Because if you say to the politician, well, you know, they're doing this, well, I can't do anything about that because it was the California Coastal Commission who made this decision. You have to talk to them. I didn't have anything to do with it.
Well, let me make one slight correction. The commission, there are 12 of them on the commission, and they're appointed by 3 different authorities, and half of them are elected for a different capacity. It may be a city mayor or something else, and then they're giving authority over the state.
Yeah, so but they're not elected by the individuals directly. They may hold some other elected office, but
that's not
the office of California Coastal.
That's true. They were not elected for that. They were elected for some smaller effort, and now they're being given this mantle of authority over the whole state, you know, in the coastal zone.
I was at a meeting here, Terry, a couple months ago, and there was a commissioner from one of the counties who was at this meeting, and I was talking about our transportation authority here, which, of course, is these unelected individuals like the California Coastal Commission. And he said, well, I'm on that, and I was elected to the as a county commissioner. Well, they're two entirely different things. But his goal was to try to get people to think, oh, well, I was elected here, so, you know, obviously it's okay then if I'm sitting on this unelected panel making these dictates, you know, and of course it's just not okay at all.
No, it's not okay. What if you're elected to, say, a water board, and all of a sudden they put you in charge of all the state fire situation, California Fire Department? I mean, you don't have the credentials. You weren't elected for that, but they appoint you to run fire. I mean, that's the insanity of what's going on here.
Then
there's only three appointing bodies. One is the governor of California for four of these commissioners. One is a Senate pro tem, and the other is a speaker of the assembly. So they appoint these people, and what we're trying to do is influence the appointment and influence them and urge them to follow the state and the U.S. Constitution, which they don't follow. And they have like 30 or 40 lawsuits every year, and the Coastal Commission doesn't pay for those legal costs. The state of California does.
Yeah.
And they use the Attorney General's office. So if they do a cease and desist action against any property owner, here's the Attorney General's office of California showing up with the hammer, you know?
Yeah.
It's berserk.
Yeah, it really is. It's absolutely outrageous what's taking place in this country.
Yeah.
So what was the purpose of them? Why did they decide to allow people to actually speak to them, Terry? What was the rationale for that? Any idea?
Sure. Totally. I mean, it's all – they have all the money, you know – California for Property Rights, we're all volunteers. We're not attorneys, whatever. And if I look at the panels that they put together, they're all heavily in the environmental pocket. So the first thing I did was try to get people that would be friendly to property rights. So I checked with the Farm Bureau, and they put their lead attorney, Chris Shearing, on it. And then I checked in with Pacific Legal. So they put their land rights project, Paul Beard. So he was on a panel. And then I was pushing to get more and more people that otherwise the whole, you know, it's crazy.
Why did they decide to have this forum in the first place, since they'd only spoken with the public essentially one other time? Why now? What was the purpose of this?
Well, it wasn't called by them. The University of California and the publisher of the Malibu Times and the Sacramento-based Capital Weekly called the forum.
Okay.
That's how it happened. So then the Coastal Commission said, well, gee, we'll use that as a platform. So they loaded up all the panels. So
I am trying
to get three or four other people. You know, Christy Hogan, who's the city attorney for Malibu, headed up my panel. Well, she's had two or three actions, legal actions, as the attorney for Malibu against the Coastal Commission. So she was sympathetic, but she's, since she's with the city, she wants to be very politically correct in what she says. The other person I tried to get on was our prior Superior Court County Supervisor, Richard Gordon, who's now Assembly Member for the towns of Atherton and Redwood City, et cetera. So he was there, and I wanted him on because he was the one that was a spokesman for all the elected officials as opposed to the Coastal Commission in 2009. So he was very well aware of the issues, and he ran one of the panels. So just so you know how it happened and what we hope to get accomplished.
Okay.
And the one that he ran was local governments versus the commission. And that's perfect because all those 60 cities I'm talking about and the 15 Board of Supervisors, well, he was the chair of the San Mateo Supervisors when they had the meeting in 2009. And the first thing he said, this meeting is historic. It's never happened in 33 years.
Yeah, right.
I mean, the people that are elected to protect the people, you won't even talk to us. We have to talk to your staffers. What is this, you know?
I know it is. I mean, if it wasn't so sad, and it's really horrific what's taking place around this nation with property rights and how people are being assaulted by their governments and extensions of their government, you have to laugh. Listen, we're going to be going to break, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. My guest this morning is Terry Gossett from Californians for Property Rights. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Don't go away.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you would like to call into the show this morning, 800-313-9443 is the number to do that, 800-313-9443. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Listen, if you want to get in contact with me, there is a contact button on my website. I will put a link to Terry Gossett's website, which is Californians for Property Rights, and that's c4pr.org, C, the letter C, the number 4, pr.org. And it kind of reminds me, Terry, your website kind of reminds me of CP3O or something. Wasn't that the name of the one little robot in Star Wars?
Wasn't he cute?
Yes, he was.
I thought he was marvelous. Cute.
I know, it was so great.
He had a sense of humor, too. I mean, we can't go get angry as much as we got to keep humor. We're trying to get converts. We're trying to get people to understand. We're not angry at people. We're angry at how our government is off the track.
But our government is people, Terry.
Oh, I know.
Our government is people, and the people who are implementing this and instilling communism in this country, those people we need to be angry at because they are taking the American people. They're selling the American people down the river.
But
so pretending
what?
That this is just a political debate, it's way past a political debate when it comes to freedom or slavery. That's not a political debate to me. This is, you know, the American people need to wake up. This California Coastal Commission, they're communists. They're absolutely out of control. They're absolutely dictators. They might as well be Hitler reincarnated sitting on that commission.
I know, but it's still nice to interact with them and try to convert them, etc. I mean, the acting executive director for the Coast Commission and I were walking into the theater on that 23rd of June, and it was for showing movies and stuff. And I saw a sign that said the 13 Assassins. So I looked at Charles Lester, and I said, that must be a typo. And he says, what do you mean? And I said, they must have meant the 12 Assassins. Meaning the commissioners. And he laughed and asked, well, am I going to talk to that on my panel? I said, I don't know yet. I'll play it by ear.
Yeah. But well, look at what they're doing, though. I bet they're not the only ones. This same stuff is being replicated all over the country. It doesn't matter where it is, Terry. This same kind of stuff, an assault on people's property rights, driving them off their land. In fact, somebody sent me this YouTube video today, and I had remembered seeing it. I don't know. I guess this person was on, he was a, Clint Didier. I guess he was a football player. I'm not too up on sports.
Yeah.
But he's got a farm out in Washington, and it was a YouTube clip of him appearing on one of the Fox Business programs talking about what they were doing in Washington to prevent him from being able to farm because you couldn't go within so many feet. They were putting a buffer zone around the little rivers and streams and that stuff there, and he said that would put 61% of Washington out of production, 61% of the state. Now, these people are intent on starving people to death.
Hey, Maggie, they've been doing that for 15 years where I live right now. They have riparian habitats. They have storm grains that the city of Half Moon Bay will not maintain, and then it gets grown up with willows, and then they call it a habitat, and then people can't even put a doghouse in their backyard because of the setbacks. Can you believe that?
Yeah, it's absolutely outrageous. It is absolutely
it's
insanity. It is everywhere.
It's what you're saying. But let me just say one other thing, and that's Charles Lester. You know, we were talking about how they're elected to do one job, and they start building up and way beyond their mission or their authority.
Yeah.
Lester, when he talked to the couple hundred people in Sacramento about, he said, the political value of the Coastal Commission is not for the people in this room or even in the coastal zone, but it's throughout California, even Kansas and Oslo, Norway, the world. We're saving our habitat for the world.
Yeah, please.
So he's an ideologue. He thinks he's elected. He wasn't elected. He's appointed to take care of the world, and we're the ones here that are going to fund it. The people live here.
What the hell?
What kind of thought? It's redistribution of wealth.
It's entirely that. We've got a couple callers, Terry. The first one was on the line before I brought you on, so I'm not sure what his question will be. Maybe since you came on, he's changed his question or comment. But let's go to Anthony in Michigan. Hi, Anthony. How are you today? Hello, Anthony. Okay, then let's go to David in California.
Yeah, morning, Maggie. And I didn't catch your guest's name.
Oh, it's Terry Gossett.
All right. Yeah, I'm in San Francisco, and do I understand right he just lives down Half Moon Bay or just about 100 miles south of me down toward Santa Cruz and whatnot?
No. You're thinking probably of Moss Landing or someplace down there. I'm only 20 miles south of you in San Francisco in Moss Beach, halfway between
Moss
Pacifica
Beach
and Half Moon Bay.
Yeah, okay, I know the difference. Yeah.
Sure.
What I was going to mention to start was, And you were just talking about this 1 minute ago regarding the California Coastal Commission and the world. Now, he's just about at the top tip of the Monterey Bay, which is one of the, if I understand right, in the northern hemisphere of the Pacific, that is a major spawning ground. Many of the fish and mammals have a specific link to that because it's got certain types of shallow, and it's also got deep water in it, and it was clean, and it was a massive spawning ground. And so California, if it wants to protect fishing in the Pacific, it has to protect the spawning ground in that bay. And that's actually why John Steinbeck, you know, wrote about the fishing studies in Cannery Row and in his books. And the idea that California's fishing has gone from these massive amounts of everything small to large, and now it's useless. I mean, we're poisoning that bay, and now we're having him, your guest, come on crying because he doesn't have the right to poison it anymore.
Oh, please, please. Okay, David, let's cut to the chase here, okay? I'm not going to take John Steinbeck, something John Steinbeck wrote based on what? Research done in 1886 or something like that, please. Let's talk about facts today. Let's talk about people's property rights.
God's Green Earth, 1886?
Yeah, no. Let's talk about what's happening today in reality. Nobody is a greater caretaker of the planet Earth than the people themselves. So don't give me this hustle of, oh, we're killing everybody, please. You know what? If you believe that, David, then if you think that there's too many people and we're killing the animals, let's start. Why don't you just take yourself out of the equation then? If that's what you actually believe, David, that human beings are the worst evil thing and that if it wasn't for human beings, the world would be a wonderful place, then we can start with you. I love these leftists who give us this hustle. I'm done with that crap. No thanks. See you, David.
Well, Maggie, how do you really feel about that? Because let me add my comment.
Please, go ahead.
We are not. Californians for Property Rights is not about being against the environmentalists.
Nobody
or the
is.
The environmental
exactly.
thing. I mean, we're comprised of farmers, ranchers, nurserymen, people that make their living off the soil or fishing. We're not about to harm and pee in our own ice cream. It makes no sense at all.
No, it doesn't at all. So when you hear this tripe, I can't take it anymore, Terry, because it is not factual. I take great care of my property. We're going to break. That cue music because we're going to break. Listen, everybody, we'll be right back in 2 minutes. My name is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My guest, Terry Gossett from Californians for Property Rights. We shall return.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it.
it, be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to getproactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show, the telephone number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can go there. There will be a link to my guest website up on mine under the tab entitled Podcast. And my guest this morning is Terry Gossett. And he is from Californians for Property Rights, and his website is c4pr.org. That is the letter C, the number 4pr.org. And, Terry, tell us how you abuse the land out there and try to kill as many animals as you can, would you please?
Well, sure. We work with fourth and fifth generation farmers, ranchers, nurserymen, like I said. And we got involved back in about 10 years ago when a government agency was going to come up and start using eminent domain and take these people out that have been maintaining the land for four and five generations.
Yeah.
And then we said, well, okay, if that's what you want to do, let's put a vote to the people that live here. They refused.
Right.
They refused to do that. So they just wanted the government to take the land. And they were going to annex 240,000 acres of land and then spend $100 million to buy these people out. So working with the Farm Bureau, we got them to stop the eminent domain thing, but they still kept coming so that they could do what they wanted to do. And we took that case all the way up to the Supreme Court of California, and we lost that case. And then we started looking around, and I talked to the Mid-Peninsula Open Space District manager one night at 1 o'clock at the county supervisor's office. And I said, you know, you've had about 40 eminent domain. And I said, only in the case of the Russian nuns did you mention the reason you were doing it was the biodiversity. And I said, where did that come from? He said, well, I had to put all the chips on the table like in poker because the stakes were so high. We had hundreds and thousands of people that were against us doing eminent domain on the Russian nuns. So then that's when I started checking biodiversity and seeing Agenda 21.
Yeah, yeah.
That was back, you know, 10 years ago, and that's why we started Californians for Property Rights. Now, let me inject one other thing. At the meeting we just went to 2 months ago, I handed out an outline of a ballot measure to reform the Coastal Commission because they're so mucked up. So we're trying to get traction. I mean, we believe in protecting the coast. We believe in the environment, not like what David was saying. But we need to have a government that can work in a balanced way and not in a dictatorial taking of land way.
Exactly.
So we outlined what's wrong with the commission and what we would change with it.
You know, Terry, when I get callers like David in California, who's this with this leftist dribble, this tripe that human beings' are sole goal is just to destroy the environment, is absolutely nonsense. It's absolutely, totally nonsense. Who takes better care of their property than human beings? Now, is there the occasional one who doesn't? Sure. But that's not the rule. That's the exception. I don't have a lot of property. I'm not a farmer or anything, but I make sure my little plot of land that I have connected to my house, I take care of it. I mean, please.
Hey, there's zones and ordinances and all, and we're not advocating any variation. Abide by the law wherever you live, whatever the rules are for the farmer or for adding on to your house or taking care of your riparian habitat. We just want to make sure that the law is fair to all.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's
please.
All.
And you know what? Animals are not above human beings on this planet. I don't care what these leftists think.
I know.
And you know what? Listen, if you think there's too many people on the planet, if you're one of those people who think we're overpopulated, then you
right.
can volunteer to get off the planet.
Right. You know what I did? I took a
Start
lot of notes.
With you.
At the last meeting in Sacramento, I took all the notes. And if you use their own words against them, that's the most powerful thing you can do.
Well,
and Mark
so
Massara,
smart.
Who was with Sierra Club and all, and was with counsel for the Coastal Commission, said that there's an excessive influence of local government. And then he added that we, meaning the Coastal Commission, need to protect local elected officials from themselves. We, appointed, self-anointed ideologues, are going to protect the local officials from themselves. So what I've been trying to do is network all of these 128 different coastal programs of elected officials and tell them what's going on, because if they know, then they're going to be more likely to oppose this Coastal Commission takeover.
Yeah, you're right. Good thinking, Terry. Go, Terry, go.
Yeah, so that's what I was trying to say. The elected government officials, if they stay in their elected mission area, that's fine. We elected them. Let's help educate them and let them understand what's going on.
I agree. And it makes perfect sense. See, people need to, I'm so glad you're on with me today, Terry, because people need to realize different strategies. Because lots of time, listen, that's why two heads think better than one, right? You put your heads together and you come up with strategies to fight these people, because we're in a battle. These people want to deny, they want to take your freedom and liberty away from you and lock you in some green ghetto under the guise of this big hustle of global warming, global cooling, climate change, whatever crap they want to call it. Their goal is to make you living like a serf. That's exactly what it'll be when I think about how this will play out, Terry, and what life will be like for people, and how you just picture some grubby little girl about 9 years old with a burlap bag on and filthy from head to toe and laden with lice and scabies and bugs. And I mean, it's, you know, it's something that you'd see in a movie about the 15th century. Yep. It's disgusting. And this is what these people are shooting for. This is what they want.
That's right.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yep, but the last panel was headed by Kip Lipper, who's the aide to Daryl Steinberg, who's the Senate pro tem for all the Senate in the state of California. And he was lamenting the fact, this is Kip Lipper, been doing this for 30 years, the appointment process for commissioners is an especially Byzantine process, unquote.
Hang on to that thought here, because we got to go to break. Okay. Listen, everybody, my guest this morning is Terry Gossett, and he's from California's for Property Rights. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My name is Maggie Rodden, and we'll be right back, so don't go away. The fireworks are just getting going.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers, and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. What are you thinking? If you're thinking preparedness, be at the next Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, at the Downtown Expo Center. Learn how to grow your garden, drive down energy costs, survive inflation, prepare your home, and much more. Meet KWTO's instructors, Vincent Finelli and Mark Wright. Tickets only $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. Attend John Stadmiller's What's in Store for You and John Moore's Abrupt Climate Change and 35 other seminars at the next Get Prepared Expo. September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, Downtown Expo Center. Talk with pros on surviving, preparing, defending, and thriving. Grammy winner Steve Voss will perform live. Tickets just $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. RBN annual subscribers attend one day free. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you.
And you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you would like to call into the show this morning, even if you're a committed leftist who thinks that the Earth is being ruined because human beings are on the planet, you can call too if you want to, if you can stand the heat, that is. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
is the number. I want to say a special hello to all of the stations out there that carry our programming. We are thrilled that you do that. A special hello to KHFX 1140 AM in the Dallas area listeners. You are listening to people who redistribute the truth. We are not, we are fans of the truth here on this network. We are not fans of the fiction. We are not the hustlers who are going to hustle you into that 15th century lifestyle. We are going to tell you the truth, and we are redistributors of the truth. So I'm thrilled that everybody out there is listening to this show and this network. 800-313-9443 is the number to do that. My guest this morning is Terry Gossett, and he is with a group called Californians for Property Rights. Their website is c4pr.org. That is the letter C, the number 4, the letter P, the letter R.org. You can go there. There is information up on there. And so I was just thinking about what you told me, Terry, about you had were using their words that they said that there was an excessive influence of local government. Yeah, that's right.
Is that right or what?
Yeah, I know. Well, have you had any response from any of the elected officials when they read what it is this Coastal Commission has to say about their role in this representative republic that we live in?
Well,
has anybody written back?
Well, let me give you a real sad note. Jerry Mello, I mentioned Rich Gordon, how instrumental he was on setting up the first time ever meeting. Jerry Mello is on the California League of Cities, and he led the charge as well. Well, he was murdered about 8 days ago.
Oh,
he was patrolling a private timber company land, and he was shot by somebody with an automatic weapon, and he was killed. But he was the leader, and he was elected. He's a councilman, a past mayor of Fort Bragg, California, and he knew what his job was. And he was trying to tell the Coastal Commission how to work better, you know, how to improve their processes.
Yeah.
So those are the kind of people that I'm trying to reach, people that think for their own or representative for their constituents. So rest in peace, Jerry Mello. What a hell of a wonderful man. His community will miss him. I start stuttering. So there are a lot of heroes out there, but they need some help.
Yeah, they do. They do. That's for sure, Terry. Well, you know, we'll say a prayer for this gentleman who was trying to stand up and do the right thing.
Jerry Mello, what a marvelous man. So,
and that's
so sad. Let's always cherish our elected officials that are doing their jobs. They need help. They're up against billions of dollars from the environmental causes. So we've got to help them any way we can.
We've got about a minute or so before we go to break. Let's take this caller. We've got Tim in Wisconsin. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. I just cannot feel like when the call to say that I cannot feel so much like you do about those in our government that you know think human beings are, you know, they make human beings out to be like we're so bad, you know, and that, you know, they need to get rid of enough of us that I just cannot feel like if I ever came across, you know, cross paths with any one of them, that I don't know if I'd be able to help from, you know, starting to lose it with them and starting to yell at them and say, if you think that human beings are so bad that you know that you need to get rid of, you know, so many of us, then you start with yourself, your cotton picking self first.
Yeah. Listen, Tim, I want to thank you for calling. We're going to break, everybody. This is a quick break. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My name is Maggie Rodden. We shall return.
The next round.